nobody that's been involved in this case is going to ever forget this, I can tell you that.
Troy Police Chief John Tedesco, during a Wednesday afternoon press conference at Troy City Hall, told reporters about the grisly scene inside a home at 158 2nd Avenue in the Lansingburg section of the city.
There are some things I'm just not going to get into. It's just simply too early in the investigative process, and we don't want to jeopardize the outcome.
The bodies were discovered Tuesday afternoon in a basement apartment, shortly after police received a 911 call. First responders immediately thought the deaths appeared suspicious, and consequently, police launched a homicide investigation. Officers swarmed the street and roped off the area around the building. State police were called in early on to assist in the investigation. Police continue to withhold the identities of the deceased.
Four deceased persons in the apartment ranged in age from 5 years of age to 36 years of age. The victims were a boy, 11 years of age, a girl, 5 years of age, and two adult female, ages 22 and 36. But the names of the deceased are not being released at this time.
Tedesco vowed whoever did this will be caught and said the public should not be alarmed.
Based on all the resources that we have, and especially what the New York State Police have brought to the department, I'm confident, and I know there's not a resource that we won't tap, be it in the city or wherever we need to get it. This will be a full court press, if you will, until we bring someone to justice.
Mark McGrath represents the neighborhood on the Troy City Council.
Years ago, they were one, two family homes, which have been subdivided into multiple apartments. It's become a little bit of a transient area.
As the victims were undergoing autopsy, Tedesco told reporters police are trying to develop a time frame. They don't know exactly when the killings took place. Tedesco is reaching out to the public, asking anyone who may have noticed anything suspicious in the neighborhood within the last week to contact police.
I don't think there's any doubt that someone that committed a crime of this magnitude is capable of anything. But we do not believe it was a random act. We do not believe there's any imminent danger to the community.
Pastor Jackie Robinson Sr. with Oak Grove Missionary Baptist Church in Lansingburg is urging the killer or killers to come forward.
We'll try as hard as we can to understand, even though there's no justification for it. I mean, give yourself up. How can you live with yourself doing something like this? How can anybody live with this? I mean, killing people, period, but children.
Chief Tedesco is confident investigators will break the case soon. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.